Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. This week's podcast comes from nearly 9,000 miles away in the country of Cambodia. Evangelist Bobby Bosler and a team of students are seeing scores of souls saved through a series of evangelistic rallies. Listen as we hear a quick update from them, as well as a stirring challenge from a local missionary.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from the land of Cambodia. I came here about a week ago or so with a team of students from Baptist College of Ministry, and our purpose was to come and assist missionary Tom Johnson and one of his fellow missionary here, Ron Fruin, and we are doing some evangelistic outreaches. In fact, right now we have done 8 evangelistic outreaches here in Phnom Penh and Tak Mau. We've been able to preach the gospel to over 274 people. And we praise God that we've seen close to 90 trust Jesus as their Savior. It's just been a privilege to see God use us. And in fact, being here, there's a man here, as I mentioned, Dr. Tom Johnson, who served here for 17 years and a day. And it's my privilege to be able to interview him here for just a couple of minutes and want to get his thoughts. God has used him here in a mighty way. And Dr. Tom, welcome to the Generation Podcast.
It's a privilege to be here and to work with evangelist Bobby Bosler. We've just had a wonderful time just seeing the Lord work with the great convicting power of the Holy Spirit during the services. It's really been amazing.
Amen. You know, it's a privilege for me just to see the power of the gospel. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to or where you're speaking to them. It doesn't matter what their culture is, even their cultural hang-ups. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and it's been neat to see. Well, Dr. Tom, I just wanted to ask you, I know your heart resonates with the generation, a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender and total dependence. And I wondered if you maybe could say one thing to these young people that are listening on the podcast right now. What would you tell them in their walk with God?
Well, what I would like to share with the generation is the fact there's another generation, not the generation, but a worldly, satanic generation that needs the gospel. And I just want to challenge the generation to love and have a heart of compassion for teens around you that don't know the Lord. We've seen many, many teenagers come to know Christ. I mean, some of these teens were living very worldly lives. But through the power of the gospel, their lives have been transformed. In fact, a couple of days ago, one of these teenagers came to our church, and we didn't ask him to come, but he was just glowing. And I was wondering, did he really get saved? And he surely did. And he was one of 30 that the Lord allowed us to see be saved in our Phnom Penh church. And I prayed for 30, and God gave us 30 precious souls. But what I want to try to challenge you here in these few minutes is that your life is to be one that overflows with the love of Christ. They should see those around you, those teens around you, they need to see Christ in you. They need to see that you care about them genuinely. You need to love them. You need to have compassion for them. In fact, in Psalm 126, the Bible says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, bringing their sheaves with them." And really, I just want to challenge you. You're a missionary. You look at me or you're hearing my voice. I've been in Cambodia for 17 years. But if you're a believer dedicated to life, to God, and the generation are young people that are dedicated to God, you're a missionary. You need to be a missionary right there in the United States. And be a missionary to the young people around you. They need Christ. There's no life outside of Christ. It's just alcohol, drugs, immorality, no marriage, no family. It's a horrible life. Satan paints it as an attractive, cool life, But it's a terrible life, and we face that here in Cambodia. And I was just thrilled to see these young people come to know Christ as their Savior and have real life. Without Christ, there is no life. And I just want to challenge you, young people, to make sharing the gospel, leading people to Christ, your life. That's the job. That's the mission of the D generation, to propagate the gospel so that there's other teenagers that can join the D generation. They need Christ. There's no other way. That's the only way. Jesus is the only way. And without Christ, there is no life. So I just want to challenge you to really be faithful in looking for opportunities, cooperating with the Holy Spirit, following the Holy Spirit's lead, going where He says you need to go, and loving these teens, showing that you care, and investing your life in leading other teens to Christ so they can have the wonderful life that you're having right now as part of the D generation. So I just want to encourage you to be a missionary. You are a missionary if you're a believer, and you're already dedicated to God. So you're a missionary. You need to really be asking God to give you fruit that remains and propagate or see others join the D generation as a result of your witness. So that's my little challenge for you today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about you, Dr. Tom, is you always have a story. Mm-hmm. And that's because you're burdened, you're passionate to be a missionary yourself, whether you're here in Cambodia or back in the States or on a plane in between one of the two. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if maybe you could just share something the Lord has done through your life within the last week or so.
Right. A really neat story happened yesterday. I was dealing with a teenager that came out of the preaching service, and supposedly he made a decision yesterday, but I was just wanting to test him. And I asked him, I said, did you believe in Christ 50% or, and I was insinuating, 100%. Well, he was honest with me. He said 50%. And I said, you know, his name is Smite. That's his name. It's an odd name for an American, but that's his name, Smite. And I said, Smite, would you like to believe in Christ 100%? And he was interested. The Holy Spirit had worked in his heart. And I was able to sit down and share the gospel. But as I was reading the verses to him, I wanted him to read the verses himself. And I've seen that's really helpful when you're sharing the gospel, for the person to actually read the verses himself or their self. Well, I quickly discovered that this teenager couldn't read, but he didn't know that I knew that. But I just figured it out. So I faked it with him, and I didn't want him to lose faith. So I said, now you just repeat after me, and we'll go through these verses. But in the end, the Holy Spirit was convicting him in a great way. He was shaking under conviction. He recognized the fact that he was a sinner on his way to hell. He was very sober. But when I got to the point where I shared the good news that Jesus loved him and died for him, excuse me, he was so intent in wanting to accept Christ that he was scared that he might miss out. So at that point, I just led him to pray, but he truly prayed on his own from his heart. But this young boy finally got it settled, and he was just rejoicing. Mm-hmm. But I was just shocked by the fact that here's a teenage boy. He's 15 years old, and he can't read. And young people, you can read, you can write, you have the privilege of being educated in wonderful schools, and many of you go to a Christian school or have a wonderful church. I just want to challenge you to use your abilities for the Lord. Here's a young person that we've rescued, but he's limited in what he can do. He can't read, but just think about your life. If you'll just rededicate your life to God, what does God want you to do? Some of you out there, God wants you to be a missionary. Some, God's calling you to be a pastor or a Christian school teacher. But I just want you to realize how good you have it. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but I mean, you have it so good. I mean, here in third world countries like Cambodia, 30% the young people can't even read. And in fact, today I led another young person to the Lord, and he couldn't read. So, and it just breaks your heart. But anyway, I just wanted to share that because I just saw God's convicting power, mm-hmm. and seeing that young person shaking, just scared that he would miss out. But there are young people in America, they're waiting for you. Yes. They're waiting for you to talk to them, share the gospel, and lead them to Christ. They're hurting. They're covering up their pain with drugs and alcohol and sin. But what they really need is Christ, and you got the answer. So I just want to encourage you to take the gospel and be a missionary right where you're at.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that challenge and testimony, Dr. Tom. God is using you, and my prayer is that God will use me. And my prayer, young people, is that God will use you as we simply present our lives to the Lord, depending upon Him, do what He told us to do, and that's to give the gospel to all the world. And as you do that, God will use your life and your testimony. Thank you for joining us today for the V-Generation Podcast. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the V Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining V Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.